country shows veterans for their service in time of war has increased in recent years on a variety of fronts. One such marker is the Land of Lincoln Honor Flights. It's based in Springfield and is starting its 11th season of honor flights in central Illinois, taking vets to the nation's capital. There were 53 flights last year, taking 4,100-plus veterans to D.C. With us to talk about the program, our veteran from the Vietnam War era, Larry Rigdon of Normal, and program volunteer Kevin Lancaster.
For a lot of these veterans, getting out there, seeing those memorials is very important to them. It's for a lot of the guys, it's closure for their military careers, especially the Vietnam veterans, experiencing the Vietnam War. It's just all the memorials are important.
Larry Rigdon, you were on an honor flight, right?
It's just a great day for veterans that are qualified to go, and a lot of people tell me that they go, they've been out there on their own, but it's so important, I think, for the veterans to go as a group with other servicemen, and it's just a good camaraderie day for them to experience being with their own peers.
Had you seen the wall before?
Never had. Well, the one here in town.
The moving wall.
Moving wall, I've seen, but I've never been to Washington, no, except till last August.
And how did it impact you?
It was just a really fun day, and I tell you, I really enjoyed all the walls. I mean, the monuments, the Korean, I think, is probably the best one. I think that they're kind of standing out in the field, you know, the statues And when you walk around in a circle, their eyes follow you around. I guess that's what you'd call it.
How do such monuments, whether it's Lincoln or the FDR Memorial or the World War II Memorial or Korea or the Wall, how do they create memories as well as allow you to experience the national heritage?
Oh, I think it's just a great deal for, to be able to remember that. I was really impressed by all that out there. It was really a great day to go with on the honor flight.
Tell us what you did in Vietnam.
I was a radio operator. I kind of had an interesting job over there. I directed our helicopters in. Our UAs and stuff in that brought supplies, you know, like food and ammo. And so we wouldn't shoot our own provided coordinates, and so they wouldn't shoot, we wouldn't shoot our own helicopters down. So that was a real important job, and I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
I would have thought that your experience of the wall would be more impactful than the Korean Memorial, and you're saying that You thought the Korean?
I just thought the Korean. I mean, I liked the wall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, I did. We had a friend over there a friend of mine that we found. Kevin and I found his name on there on the wall, but I didn't really know anybody on there. But you know, I liked the Vietnam Wall, but I think the Korean monument or the Korean monument was more. I don't know. It was just a feeling about it.
I saw it at dusk one year when I took the family out. My son was fairly young, and it was very powerful then because you see them coming out of the darkness as you walk up.
Sure.
Why are memorials important? Kevin?
They're important just for all the sacrifices that these men have gone through. You know, the World War II guys, Korean veterans, they went through a lot too. And it's important for them to see these memorials.
How does the experience of these honor flights differ among the veterans from different wars?
We take generally 80 to 85 veterans on the trip. You know, it's just a different experience for them, you know.
So some will remember lost comrades, some will remember good times with the comrades, some will remember the conflict itself, some will see the memorials and say, you know, the nation does value what we did for it.
Exactly.
But is that consciousness, that experience, different from generation to generation?
You know, I think it is. And you can tell it, too. We're taking, you know, the World War II guys are in their mid-90s now. You know, they're getting up there. Korean War veterans are getting up there,
not
too.
Not many left.
There's not many
left. World War II.
And, but I think that has a big impact on it.
So it's the age of the veteran rather than the nature of the conflict that is
yes.
that differs, that makes the experience different.
Yes.
So with the World War II and Korean veterans, the few that are left, what do they see? What do they say?
Well, they thought it was just great. I mean, they just have a great day
yes.
out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those guys, it's very humbling to have the World War II veterans on these flights. They're pretty much the spotlight throughout the day.
They sit right up front of the bus, and, you know, they're first at everything, so yeah. which is only right.
Mm-hmm. Larry Rigdon, a veteran, and Kevin Lancaster, a volunteer with the Land of Lincoln Honor Flights in Central Illinois. Each veteran is assigned a guardian for the honor flight. By the way, the Veterans of Foreign Wars Auxiliary is hosting a Family Freedom Festival May 4th from 10 to 2 at the VFW Post on Lincoln Street in Bloomington.